Students of the University of Ghana say the Commonwealth has not done much to effectively connect its members through culture. A representative of the students, Edmund Combat, said most of the cultures observed by Commonwealth countries have been those of Britain and not other member countries. He said through the Commonwealth, Britain has only promoted its own agenda. Mr. Combat was a speaker in a debate on how effective the Commonwealth has been able to connect cultures. Here's a report from our parliamentary correspondents.
The debate featured the Accra Polytechnic coming against the University of Ghana. Edmund Combat of the University of Ghana said a careful look at events like the Commonwealth Games brings to light the point that only British-originated disciplines are observed. He therefore advocated the inclusion of games from Africa, such as Oware and Ampi. He also cited Britain's stance on homosexuality.
We heard the British Prime Minister say that members of Commonwealth of Nations and other countries that does not adopt, accept, implement gay rights, they are going to deny them aid. In Britain, polygamy is not allowed. In Africa, polygamy is allowed. In Britain, incest is not allowed. In Africa, incest is also allowed. But let us ask ourselves, if we are going to connect cultures, and the British Prime Minister is telling us that we should accept gay rights, meanwhile, in his own country, they don't accept polygamy, and we accept polygamy, how are we going to reconcile these two? Any member of the Commonwealth that tries to assert its independence is deleted. It happened to Zimbabwe in 2002. It happened to Ireland in 1931. Is that connected culture?
The principal speaker for the Accra Polytechnic team, Jonah Chakujuk, however, noted that through the Commonwealth, scholarships, games, and other platforms are afforded member countries through which the diverse cultural backgrounds of the countries are brought to bear. This way, citizens can learn from each other. The team, however, noted that to really make other countries fully embrace one's culture, that country must be able to market aspects of its culture.
The report was filed by our correspondents in Parliament.